Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Hey, hey, I got all my sisters with me.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the hottest show on the radio. This is your host, Michael. And this gentleman's show is called Blind and Beyond. To those people that are turning the dial, don't turn that dial. Keep it right there, because we got a great show for you tonight. This is the, well, to me, this show means a lot to me. This is my birthday show. And since it's my birthday show, I'm having what I enjoy the most of life, music. So the first... first part of the show is going to be all about music. Now, let me introduce you to some of the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful wife co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here on the sidelines tonight. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the June 20th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Looking forward to the show.
And co-host is out there in... Where are you from now, Dave. Dave Hildebrand. He's not home. You're in a hotel now. So where are you at? What city?
Today, the Dave Hildebrand tour is on the road in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
So calling in from Cocoa Beach, Florida, is Dave Hildebrand.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Dave.
I've missed everybody. It's been more than a month. So good to hear everybody.
And in the studio, we have our engineer and producer, Chris Shaw. You there?
Yes, sir. Right here, live and in full effect. Hey, can you bring me some coconuts back since you're in Cocoa?
There you go.
Good man.
And let me introduce you to our three wonderful guest people today. My friend from high school and longtime friend from Philadelphia, the one, the only, Sid Payne from American Bandstand.
Hey, everybody. Good to be here. Thank you.
And along with Sid from Philadelphia, we have Vinny Beatty. I got that right. Vinny Beatty. Vinny, you there? He's also from Philadelphia.
I'm here, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Yes, I'm from Philadelphia. I live in Kissimmee now, but I want to say hi to all my friends from Philadelphia and from Germantown especially.
And then we have Sonny Duop from South Florida. Sonny Duop, you there?
Yes, and proud to be here. Thank you for the honor.
Thank you so much. Okay. So those are the players tonight, and we'll have some more later. Not musical people. Let me just say this to you. You can write down the phone number. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Now, later on, the second hour, we're going to be spinning the wheel quite a few times, the famous spin the wheel. And tonight, I'm going to throw out some things, questions, if you want to call in. And if you want to call in and tell your story, since it's Father's Day, here's some of the questions I'm going to be asking in the second hour.
Second hour only, though, right?
Second hour only.
Yeah.
This is not the first hour. This is only the second hour. I'm going to give you a heads up. Give you a heads up to think about it.
Right.
Since it's Father's Day, the first question is going to be that if you were blessed, and I'm saying if you were blessed, because some of us lost our fathers very young. Some of us had fathers long in life. So if you remember your father, do you remember anything that he ever taught you in life? Did he ever teach you anything? Did he ever help you with anything? Did he teach you anything about life? That's the question. The question is, do you remember your father doing anything with you or helping you with anything or teaching about anything? That's the first question. The second question is going to be, can you name father and son that was big in sports? A father and son team that were big in sports, they necessarily don't have to be at the same time, but you know them as father and son. Also in politics, a father and son that were big in politics. They're either in sports or in politics. Father and son. does not necessarily mean they were a team, but people remember them as father and son. So that's the second hour. We'll be called Spinning the Wheel.
And also we have Ben Shaberman calling in from Foundation Fighting Blindness in the second
hour. Yeah, Ben Shaberman will be talking about
genetic research and how you can benefit from signing up with them.
That's right, honey.
Okay. Hey, so, Mike, before we go any further, Mike, I just want to be one of the first and last ones of this month to tell you happy birthday, Mike. It's your birthday.
Well, thank you so much. I want to thank you. And let me just say this right now. I want to thank all the people that have written me or called me, wish me happy birthday. I thank you all for thinking of me. I really do. Writing me and calling me and telling me about happy birthday. I thank you all. Now, let me just say this way before I get started about this trivia tonight. The trivia tonight is the following. Sonny Duop is going to ask a question. He's going to play. I'm going to play a song. And Sonny Duop's songs, he's going to play them. And then what's going to happen is when the song is played, Vinny and Sid, and maybe a little bit from me, will be naming who's singing the song and if we know the city where they're from. The audience, that's you folks who are listening, besides I just mentioned Sid or Vinny and myself, you're going to name you're not going to name who's singing it. You're not going to name the city they're from. You're going to name the song. What's the name of the song? I'll give you an example of what I'm trying to say. Let's say it was Danny and the Juniors at the Hop. Okay, now, Sid will say or Vinny will say, that's Danny and the Juniors. They're from Philadelphia. Okay, they got it right. Now, someone's calling the audience and say the song was called At the Hop. Now, when you call in, if you call in and you say At the Hop, if you get it, you win your $10 gift card from Subway. You're only going to have 1 minute to call in. From the time he plays that song, you'll have 1 minute to call in and name the song. Okay, you got it? So all you're going to do is name the song. Vinny and Sid will not name the song. They're just going to say the who's singing it. And where they're from. That's it.
So for
what is going to name the song?
For example, just so we can have good clarification for everybody that's tuned in listening, the title, as the callers call in, you're giving the title of the song. Everyone else is giving the artist and where they're from. For example, Prince. I'm calling it's Prince and the song. He's from Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota. You'll call in and say, hey, that was Red Corvette. Or 1999, or When Doves Fly.
Right, exactly like I just said when I said At the Hop. They'll say the song was called At the Hop.
Well, we're going to break.
Okay, got all that? We come back, we'll start the show, we'll start the music. We come right back, right from the break. We're going to go by the break. It's break time, don't go away.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Living with diabetes can be exhausting, especially when trying to find accurate information and community support. The Diabetes app is looking to change that. The Diabetes app is a free social media platform where people living with diabetes or caring for someone with diabetes can find the community support they need while accessing professional information. Users can access the platform both online and on their phones, giving users the ability to access resources wherever, whenever. With the Diabetes app, resources such as podcasts, live streams, articles, and recipes become easily accessible. Download the Diabetes app today through the Blind and Beyond website under Sponsors, or find us on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and at www.thediabetesapp.com. We cannot wait to show you around.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back.
Oh, yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone I'm going to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. First, we have to do a couple things. Dave Hildebrand, you want to do some shout-outs? Want to do some shout-outs, Dave?
I would love to. I want to say a very happy Father's Day to my great friend Neville French, as well as happy Father's Day to Terry Lake up in Pittsburgh, and to all those good fathers and stepfathers, of which I'm a stepfather, but they're often just as important. So to all those stepfathers out there, or even single moms who have to play both parts, we're saying cheers to you today. How about that?
It sounds good. Sounds good.
Happy
Vinny,
tales
did you
want
to give a shout-out? Or did you want to give a shout-out, Sonny, to up?
I already said hello to my friends, but I want to say hi to all my fellow blind people in Florida especially. And I hope that whatever you're using, JAWS or VoiceOver, I hope it's working well for you.
Okay. That's Vinny. Sonny, do up? Any shout-outs?
Yes. Yes, I'd like to do a very special shout-out to two very special people. The first one is my brother-in-law, Stewie Wineski from Valley Stream, New York. A happy Father's Day to him. And Maxwell Rosenbaum from Boca Raton and Newton, Massachusetts. He has dual residence. Happy Father's Day to both of you gentlemen.
Okay, it's time. It's time for...
How about Sid? Does he do a shout-out?
Sid, I'm sorry. I didn't know you wanted to do a shout-out. Here we go. Sid, I'm sorry, Sid.
I want to do a shout-out to a group, a vocal group called the Winstons.
Winston
recorded something called Color Me Father, just because it's Father's Day.
There you go.
How about Chris?
Chris, you want to give a shout-out?
Listen, a shout-out going out to all you wonderful, strong, independent fellow brethren who's been there through the thick and thin, who was there to hold it down and stayed the race and stayed the course. This goes out to each and every last one of you for a job well done, for a job that you're continuing to do, and for a job that you keep pressing toward the mark for the prize. Let's get it. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I love each and every last one of you. Holla back.
Okay, it's time. It's time to stump. What? The host stumped his assistants, meaning Sid and Vinny. Sonny Doo-Wop, you're up.
Okay. The year is 1962. Chris, hit it.
Who is singing the song, audience? Who's singing? No, I'm sorry. Who's name the song? Name the song, audience. 407-894-680. Okay, you heard that song. That was long enough. You have 1 minute to call. Name that song. Okay, that's a gimme. Sid and Vinny, I'll let you two take it because I knew the song the minute I heard the first, not even what. Nope.
I want to give the phone number again a little slower, though.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Audience, you call in. What was the name of the song? Okay, Sid and Vinny, who's singing the song?
Gene Chandler.
Gene Chandler is correct. And tell me, you have any idea where he's from?
He's out of Chicago.
Chicago. That's right, it was on the BJ Records, Chicago. Okay. So, that's that story.
All right, so we're going to go to our first caller on the phone line. We got Bruce from Boca Raton. Bruce.
Bruce from Boca Raton.
Yeah. Hello.
Bruce, are you there?
Yeah.
Thank
you. That was the Duke of Earl. Yeah, that was the Duke of Earl.
That was correct, Bruce. Duke of Earl.
I want to say hello to my
all
friend,
right.
Sid Teams. Yeah.
But remember, folks, if you won before, you can't win for 30 days. Remember that. If you win for 30 days, can't call in during trivia. Okay, next. Who's the next song?
He has to give his name and address.
Give your name, Bruce, and address so we can send out the $10 gift card from Subway. You just won a $10 gift card from Subway. Okay,
what
next song. By the way, phone number is 407-894-1680. What's the next song?
The next song was released in 1961. Hit it, Chris.
Bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon. Dip 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 moon 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 moon. Dip 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 moon moon moon.
Okay, Sid and Vinny, do you know the name of this? I'm not naming the song. Do you know the
Marcel.
Huh?
That's
Marcel. Marcel is correct. The Marcel is correct. Where are they from? Any idea, Marcel?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's right, Pittsburgh. Hey,
I love that song.
Yeah, do you know another group? We had it in the main line. Another group that was big from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On Calico Records.
The Skyliners.
The Skyliners.
One side of that song, Blue Moon, is better. Goodbye to Love.
Okay. Let's see if anybody knows the name.
All righty. Let's go to the phone line. We got Lake Worth, Florida in the building. My man, Ethan. Ethan, how you doing?
I am wonderful.
What's his name? I'm sorry?
Ethan.
The name of the song is Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. Boy, I couldn't hear his name. What was his name?
Ethan.
Ethan. Oh, Ethan.
Ethan.
And I just want to let you know that I've become a big fan of Sonny Doo-Wop since he first had him on a few months ago.
That's very nice.
Where's Ethan?
Well,
calling?
Cool.
Where's Ethan calling from? What city in South Florida?
Lake Worth.
Lake Worth, Florida, here. Okay. Give your name and address. We'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway.
Awesome.
Okay, let's go next song.
All right, Ethan, hold on one moment. Hold tight, all right? Don't hang up, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
you're giving Chris a workout.
I was just telling Michael. I muted the mic. I said, you're going too fast, and Chris won't be able to.
I can picture Chris right now juggling the phone in his hands right now. He's doing this amazing juggling act.
Now, also, I want to get other people calling in from other parts of the country. So the next couple of songs I want to hear, no one from Florida. No one from Florida can call in. No one from Florida. It's got to be outside of Florida.
Oh, that's tough.
Make it harder. I want people to call in outside of Florida. I want them to participate.
You might have to give 2 minutes then for that. We'll see.
We'll see. Phone number to call in is 407-894-680. 407-894-680. Okay, let's go to the third song.
Okay, this song was released in 1958. Hit it, Chris.
Great song, great song. Love this song. Great song. On Lori Records.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh, no, it's
not. I wonder where you are. Wish I may, wish I might. Make this wish come true tonight. Search all over for a love. You're the one I
think. Okay, Tim Vinny. Who's singing the song?
Elegance.
You're right. You know, I thought it was Hushabye. That's why I said Lori Records. Elegance is correct.
Vito Facone and the
Any
Elegance.
Idea where they're from? Any idea where Elegance are from? Any idea?
Vinny, do you know?
Huh?
No, what? I think they're from New York.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I saw them in the Villages about 2 years ago.
Sid, do you remember all these songs?
I think they're from New York.
Sid, do you remember all these songs? Bring back memories?
What song?
And we just went to the last three or four songs I just played.
Yeah, lots of memories.
Remember your dancing days on Bandstand?
Lots of memories.
Did people know that you came in third in the contest?
Second.
I'm sorry, Sid. I always had a...
All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We got our third caller calling in all the way from the brotherly love state, all the way from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, okay.
George, how you doing?
Okay.
All right, George, do you know the title of that song that just played?
Little Star by the Elegance. They're from Staten Island, New York.
Correct.
Oh, wow. He gave you everything you needed right there.
Staten Island. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Cool. You're George, you're from Philly?
That's because he's one of our boys.
George, you from Philly?
Yes.
What part of Philly you from?
Germantown.
Oh, my God. Same as Germantown. How do you like that? Sid's from Germantown. I'm from Germantown. Vinny's from Germantown. Do you go to Germantown High, too?
No, I went to Catholic school.
Oh, you went to Catholic school? Oh, nice young man. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay.
You did good.
Oh, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay. All right. George, hold on one moment. Listen, Mike, Lynn, Sonny, I need you guys to conversate for a moment so I can get the information and free up a line.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. George, hold on one moment.
All right. Michael, I have a tiny a backstory to Little Star, if I may share with everybody.
Yep.
The Elegance, they adopted the words, if not the actual melody, of Mozart's Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
So you're using the word adopted in lieu of stealing, basically.
That is correct.
But you know what?
I like that.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
That song has the same melody as Hushabye. Don't you think so, Sid? And the Mystics. Don't you think
No.
When it started off the first few seconds.
The buzzer goes off, Michael. Sorry.
Wrong answer.
Sid, the first couple bars and Elegance, Little Star, and if you listen to Hushabye.
Twinkle, twinkle, little. No, not close.
Hey, you figure there's only so many notes out there anyway. There's going to be people using up some. And blues music is perfect.
They're putting on good shows now.
Okay, let's go.
I don't think Chris is ready.
Okay, we'll have to wait for Sid. Not calling in from... Now, we're not going to call in from Philadelphia. We're not going to call in now from Florida. I want some other states.
Chris,
calling
are you
in.
Good now?
No, he's busy.
Chris,
he's busy.
Let's talk to Vinny a little bit. He said he's a musician.
Vinny.
Yeah, what?
So what do you sing? You play an instrument or do you sing?
No, I do sing. I have sang in doo-wop groups, but I'm a percussionist. I play hand percussion, mostly Afro-Cuban and Afro-Puerto Rican music, but I also play reggae and rock. But I'm a hand percussionist.
Cool.
Congas, djembes, cajones, bongos.
Maybe Vinny and Dave.
I play a lot of reggae myself.
Good. Cool.
Michael, maybe Vinny and Dave can come in and do a short session live on the air.
Yeah, studio. Whenever we get back to the studio, yep.
Yeah, Vinny, you're nice and close, man. We can do some jamming. We can whip out some Bob Marley or something on him.
Are you in? You're in Cocoa today?
I'm in Cocoa today, but I live in just north of Orlando in Castleberry most of the time. My house is being remodeled, so I'm hiding from dealing with the remodeling people. we're making the best of it, and we're hanging out at the beach.
Do you know those guys that play at the Ocean Deck, the Caribbean Posse, by any chance?
No, but I've been to the Ocean Deck many times. That's for sure. Actually, I used to play in a band called Alpha Reggae here in Orlando. That was actually mostly Haitian reggae artists. So I've done a lot of reggae stuff and love it.
Oh, hey, Vinny, I got a test question for you, Vinny.
All right.
You know the song Wings of a Dove?
I've heard it.
You don't know how it goes?
Wings
of a Dove. If I had the wings like a dove, if I had the wings like a dove, I would fly, fly away, and be at rest.
No, that's not my cup of tea, buddy.
I definitely know that melody, though. I've heard that melody before.
Yeah, and you
feel drunk.
Hey,
and you get me with that one. I wasn't ready for that one.
Are we back? Chris Shaw, are you ready?
All right. So, George said, what's the follow-up song to the last song that was played, The Stars, The Little Stars? He's throwing that trivia out to you all. And Bruce said he grew up with you guys over in Germantown. Yeah, Bruce Lawless said he grew up with you over in Germantown.
Yeah.
No. He did.
That's wild.
So that's a great one. All righty.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to do this.
Hey, Chris,
we're going to do this one here, and then we're going to go to break.
You know what? Let's go to break right now. We can have time this way. We don't have to go fast. Let's go to break right now. We do a fast break, and we'll come right back.
Got you. Roger that.
Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We've got a lot of songs to go. Listen to the Blind of Me on Radio.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Now, Sign You Up is going to ask his next question. And you folks can call in with the name of the song. You have 1 minute. And you can't call in from Pennsylvania, and you can't call in right now from Florida. I want to hear some other states calling in to see if you know it. Let's go, Sonny Doo-Wop.
Okay, the next popular doo-wop song was released in 1960.
Okay, listen up. Who is singing that song, Sid and Vinny? Sid, you know it?
Marcus Williams and the Zodiacs.
That's Zodiacs is correct.
Wow.
And Michael, yeah. They're the ones that made you little darling.
You know where they're from, the Zodiacs?
I'm gonna think that they were from the same area as Freddie Parris and the Five Satins up in New Haven, Connecticut.
What'd you say, from Connecticut?
New Haven, Connecticut.
No kidding, from Connecticut. No kidding. I didn't know that.
I couldn't bet.
I love that song.
I'll go halfway.
What? No, wait a minute. Now you saying they're from Connecticut?
I think so.
I'm gonna beg to differ. I'm gonna beg to differ, and I'm gonna pull it up and see if I can find some research. It's there.
Okay.
They sound the ones that made Little Darling first as the Gladiolas, and the Diamonds covered it.
Right. So they sound like they're from the New York area to me, maybe over in that Staten Island area.
You just might be right, Chris.
But I'm going to pull it up and tell you for sure.
Please do. Let us know.
What label are they on, you know?
Yeah, Herald.
Oh, no kidding. Herald. Wow.
So the big question is, what's the name of the song? So people need to call in right now.
30 seconds more. Not from Pennsylvania. You can't call in from Pennsylvania. You can't call in from Florida. I want to hear another state. Got 30 seconds to call. That? Phone us 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
You might be right.
The name of it.
Nutmeg's recorded on Herald, too, so they might be from Connecticut.
The other label, the Herald, was Ember Records.
Okay.
So nobody's calling in with the title from the states other than Florida or Pennsylvania. I want to hear another state. Let's go to the next song.
Maurice Williams was from Lancaster, South Carolina.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to tell you. Maurice Williams is from Lancaster, South Carolina. Yeah. And the rock and roll duo became...
From there, but the label they were on was from New York.
The label was out of New Haven, Connecticut.
Right.
That doesn't count. So, I'll go with you,
but
Chris.
Because they were in high school and they were traveling, they traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to record this record, though. They traveled to Nashville, Tennessee to record the record.
I gotcha.
So that's kind of tough. That's kind of tough. So
okay, let's go to the next song.
Okay. This next song was released in 1957.
Oh, wow, I think it's true. Okay, that's enough.
Never heard of it.
That's funny. Yeah, okay. Actually, we never heard of it. People listen to the show, never heard of that song.
Yeah.
Okay, the fun one.
That one don't ring a bell. That one don't really ring a bell. I heard a lot of bells, but it didn't ring a whole lot of bells.
Fun one, call in at 407-894-1680. Okay, so, Sid, you think you know? Vinny, you think you know the name of that group?
I definitely know the name of the group, the Diamonds.
No kidding, not the Aces, but the Diamonds. Okay. Anybody know where they're from?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot, but I know enough.
You know more than me, that's for sure.
Well,
I don't know enough.
Let me do it to you like this. Chicago. Chicago, that's wonderful town, most valuable town.
What heck of a town?
Chicago.
Anyone from Chicago?
My hometown.
Wow.
Hey, Sid, cool. What label were Diamonds on?
Mercury, I think.
Hey, I think you're right, Mercury. And all their
labels
on Mercury, where is Mercury out of?
What?
Any idea?
What's that?
Where they're out of, Mercury. That New York company. Oh, by the way, we never said the Maurice Williams. That song was by Maurice Williams. Was the name of the song called "Stay."
If anybody didn't know the name, it was called Stay. The record, the song was called Stay. Oh. Okay, now this song, nobody called up yet?
No, not yet.
I want anybody not from Florida and not from Pennsylvania.
Wait, now, wait a minute. As I'm pulling up some information, Mercury Records was an American record label had significant success as an independent operation in the 40s and 50s that later became owned by Philip PolyGram and Universal Music Group in the U.S. It operated through Island Records in the United Kingdom and was distributed by EMI Records.
Yeah, they turned out a lot of good blues people. Yeah,
in the 50s, it was still Mercury Records.
And then I'm gonna have to disagree a little bit because the Diamonds were from Toronto, Canada.
Get out of here. I mean, only
they were foreigners, were they?
And I thought, little darling, to tell you the truth, I thought it was on ABC Paramount, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, because I know my grandmother used to tell me that group used to be in Chicago all the time. The
label was Mercury.
I believe it.
The label was Mercury.
Okay, so if you're saying it, I believe you.
One of those Diamonds opened a place in Kissimmee called Little Darlings Rock and Roll Palace back in the day.
No kidding.
I've been there.
Okay, let's go to the next song.
Well, there's no winners.
No winner, Francis.
And this is so easy, you know. It says usually the name of the song's right in the beginning of it. So listen up, people. They're giving them to you.
Got 48 states to call in from. Okay, I'll let back Florida into back in again. Okay, this Florida can call in again.
On this song.
On this song coming up.
So Florida Pennsylvania, and can call back.
Let's go.
Yeah, come on, open it up.
All 50 participate.
All right, Sonny, it's on you, Sonny.
Okay, the next hit song was released in 1958. Hit it, Chris.
Baby, oh, I love you so. 16 candles. As you rise tonight, blow out the candles, make your wish
great song,
come
great song.
True.
That's a big hit too.
For
I just died recently. Okay, Sid and Vinny, you know who's singing it?
Go ahead. Johnny Maestro and the Crest.
The Crest.
What?
Johnny Maestro and the Crest. On Co-Ed Records.
In New York City.
Yeah, Co-Ed Records.
Incredible. That's a great song. I love that song.
Aren't they on Crest? Yeah. Weren't they on Co-Ed?
Yes, Co-Ed.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All righty, are we ready to go in? Because, listen, Boca Raton is lighting up tonight. I don't know what they got going on down in Boca Raton, but we got the one and only, the boss lady herself, Miss Kathy. Kathy, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. Do you know the title of that song?
16 Candles.
16 Candles is correct. Yeah. And who is saying that? Who is saying that? I didn't hear the name.
This is Kathy.
Kermit?
Kathy, where are you calling from? Boca?
Boca Raton.
Boca Raton, Kathy.
You did good.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
That's
hi, Kathy.
Good.
Thanks for calling in, Kathy. That's awesome.
You listen to the show much?
Yes, I do. Well, no, I shouldn't say yes. I try to listen to it.
You try to listen. Okay, we're on every Sunday night.
Yes.
Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 9.
Yep, yes.
Trying is good enough. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
You just
won
yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy.
Okay,
let's go next song.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kathy, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Michael?
Yep.
He wanted to go to break after the third song. That was the third song.
Okay.
Wait, no. We fine because you gave the title in the song because we didn't get a caller for Maurice Williams and the Zodiac. So you labeled that one Stay. Nobody called in yet though for the Diamonds. So do you wanna just go ahead and
No, it's too late now. Okay. Too late. That song was called Little Darling.
Okay, so Little Darling, got it. And we just finished up with 16 Candles.
16 Candles. Johnny Maestro on the
It's so easy. The name is right in the song if you just listen at the beginning. It's there.
I don't think I've had a cake with 16 candles. I might have had one with 15 and 17, but I think I missed 16.
I think me too. Us guys usually don't get it.
A lot of those songs, Stay, was he was singing them. Stay, that was the title. Little Darling, he was singing Little Darling. That was the name of the song. This song right here. He just sang. Same thing.
We want to give away prizes. We're making it easy.
Yep.
So, Dave, you went to Little Darlings before?
Yes, sir. I actually played there years and years ago. And I'm not even a doo-wop fan, but I've been there a number of times. And
my buddy Paul Parker was drummer. Rock and Robin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they are a great band. I'll tell you.
Let's go to the next song. Let's go to the next song. We're running out of time.
Okay. The next hit song was released in 1957. Hit it, Chris.
Back Germantown High School. I remember these. Oh my God! This is my first song going to Germantown.
Wait, y'all sound
okay.
Wait, wait a minute. You all sound like y'all know the song. I think I want to hear y'all sing this thing right here. Who got the bass line? I can do the bass line if you need me to.
This was
dum 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 dum.
This is a national anthem. This is a national anthem at Germantown High School. Did
Hell Vikings?
Hell Vikings.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh Vikings.
Wow.
And this was Del Vikings was one of the first interracial groups.
I think they were in the military when they recorded this thing.
How cool.
How they met. You know,
The teenagers.
They were Air Force interracial group. They were Air Force buddies. You were right.
I thought so.
And a great song.
407-894-688. Anybody calling in? Knows the name of the song?
I just thought we had somebody, but for some odd reason, the last caller that just called in, I don't know where you at, but your signal keep dropping on me. Somebody's trying hard to get in on this, and they trying to win, but every time they call, their phone just get disconnected. So give us a call back. You got to get into a area where you get a good signal and just stay there for a tenth of a second for me to answer the phone and talk to you.
All right, let's go to the next song.
Okay, the next song was released in 1956.
56, okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, enough of that song. Okay. Tin Benny, you should know this by heart. The national anthem.
That's the number one all time doo-wop record.
Yep.
It is.
Five sentences. But what's funny about it is the title, the people are going to get the title wrong because the real title, they're not going to
remember.
Say it properly.
I remember in the still of the night.
Correct.
Oh, you weren't supposed to give that one.
You weren't supposed to give it out, Sid.
Whoops.
Okay. That's all right.
Someone else was in parentheses.
Wait, Sid, you just won a $10 gift card to Subway.
Let's go to the next song. Okay, next one.
Okay, this next song, which was huge, was released in 1955. Hit it, Chris.
Okay, Sid. Who's the group?
Penguins.
Penguins. And what label, Sid?
Dutone.
Dutone. We had it. We had a Dutone record. Hey, Sid. Remember what else is on Dutone Records?
Red Fox.
Red Fox. For those who didn't know, the comedian Red Fox was on Dutone Records. He was out before he was on. It's funny.
And they were actually from Los Angeles, the guys.
Too many calls that one in. 407-894-6800. Anybody know the name of the song?
Hey, Sid, how many different versions of that did they put out?
Oh, I don't know. A lot.
I've heard so many.
I like it.
Right, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. We're running out of time.
Running out of time.
Next okay. One. The next song was released in 1959. Hit it, Chris.
Okay, so what's the name of the group, Sid? Payne, you should know this one by heart.
Skyliners.
The Skyliners. Had them on the rock and roll show. We had the show in Sunrise, Florida. And they're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I knew that. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On Calico Records. Great song. Great song. All right, next song.
Well, you want to talk up the next song? Because this is the bonus song where I'm...
Oh, okay. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Anybody know the title of that last song?
Okay, 407. So we never had the callers to call in for the other two songs. So you want to give the titles of those songs?
Okay. Sid, you want to give the title for the last couple songs?
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay.
We had Come Go With Me, and I believe it was
by the Dell Vikings.
The Dell Vikings. And then Earth Angel was...
Earth Angel.
Was it the Penguins?
The Penguins, absolutely.
Yeah, see, I got a good memory. Wait till you get my age.
Okay. Sonny Duop's got a special right now. We got to go fast.
All right, Sonny. This all you got, Sonny. This it right here.
Okay. This is called a bonus song, and it was released in 1957. Hit it, Chris.
Who is singing this song? This is a fabulous, fabulous song.
You know, I just heard this song. I just heard this song not too long ago. And I'm going to tell you how.
On the air.
I'm going to tell you how I heard it as well.
What a tribute.
I heard it from the Chipmunks.
The Chipmunks, so. It was on Herald Records, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What's the name of the group?
Mellow Kings.
Mellow Kings, correct one. Herald Records.
I think they were from somewhere up in New York State.
That's correct.
I think.
One of the presidents lived there. Hint.
Great song.
I'd like to hear the Chipmunk version now.
Anybody know the name of the song?
407-894-1680. Nobody's knows the name of the song. The song was called Tonight. Tonight by the Mellow Kings. Big song. Tonight, tonight. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back to listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.